Home sales are down. Foreclosures are up. And with gasoline and food prices so high, retailers say consumers are making fewer and smaller purchases. But what's bad for some can be good for others. Law firms that specialize in home foreclosures, for example, are doing a brisk business, as are investors who see bargains when stock markets decline. Standard & Poor's economist David Weiss has a name for such investments.
Vulture funds, the distressed debt people, are people who try to buy up assets that are underpriced.
And it's not just lawyers and investors who can do well during hard times. The number of cards that are being repossessed has gone up 15% in the U.S. That means more money for Mark Castelluccio at TMA Recovery.
I'm in the same boat that everybody else is. I'm just in a different kind of industry where it warrants for me to live a little bit better when the economy gets bad.
And when the economy is bad, pawn shops do well. One shop owner says business has doubled since last year, and marriage counselors say they've been very busy. Psychologist Rowland Dorland says money is a major stress for many U.S. families.
You know, we hate to see it that way, but the fact of the matter is, when people are having difficulties, they do reach out for help.
And there are surprise winners when times are bad. At many department stores in the U.S., cosmetic sales are up 10% this year. Shopper Julia Weiss offers a possible explanation.
You may not be able to buy a pair of shoes or that dress that you need to have, but when you put makeup on your face or lipstick on your face, it makes you feel so good and fresh and new.
Investing in a little makeup provides a quick boost for some women who say that when everything else looks bad, you may as well do what you can to look good. Millar Sega, VOA News.